boxes on the hillside.
Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 26-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in sunny Boca Raton, Florida. Hey, Terry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So what is the story these days for home price growth and sales?
Sure. Well, you know, the existing home sales, they're going strong. And the reason that they're going strong, we have a inventory shortage, and that keeps pushing the prices up all across the country in the third quarter. It has slowed down a little bit, which is actually healthier for the market. We don't want to see the prices go, you know, through the roof. So it has slowed down a little bit, which is actually a good thing. But the appreciation, home appreciation is definitely there. What we're seeing is if you look at the median priced homes, they're rising. This third quarter, the median price was $229,000, which is up 5.5% from third quarter last year. So, you know, that's healthy.
Better than the stock market.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, you've got the most expensive housing market still are San Francisco area, Honolulu, Santa Ana, California, San Diego. And then their least expensive places are Cumberland, Maryland, Youngstown, Warren, Ohio, Decatur, Rockford, Illinois. So these places are the lowest metro areas as far as home prices. But interestingly enough, Steve, the fastest price appreciation over the past year was in South Florida.
South Florida. It's amazing. We never, ever are number one in that area.
We're always at the top, positive or negatively.
Yeah.
And basically, it's a combination of solid job gains, average shares of vacation homes. We have foreign buyers and little new construction being added to our area.
Are you talking about existing homes?
Yes. The whole marketplace in third quarter and pretty much existing homes because we don't have a big new construction taking place.
Right. Okay. Well, also a big part of a purchase of the real estate market is for first-time home buyers. What's going on with them these days?
Yeah, you know, they're being coerced into having to buy a home faster than they probably want to. Normally, Steve, first-time home buyers, those millennials, they represent about 40% of the home purchases on a given year. And last year, 2014, they were about 33%. So we're seeing a decline. And the reason for that is because the prices have been rising due to the low inventory levels. And then there's other social issues like they're waiting to settle down and getting married later. So all those contributing factors are making the situation be this way. However, because the rents right now are rising at a greater rate than home appreciation in many cases, they're seeing, wow, I probably should jump into a house one way or another.
Right. And interest rates are still very attractive.
Right.
Also, I think there's a burden on many of these younger people because they're still paying off pretty heavy student debt loans.
That's right. It's taking them longer to save the money, you know, the rising rent rates on them and then the student loans.
Yeah, it's tougher, but I think it's getting better.
Yeah,
looks like
definitely.
Everything is starting to improve across the board. Also, you know, many of these individuals are going to be buying condos, and many older folks like to buy condos when they downsize and so on. And I understand that HUD is changing the FHA rules with regards to using an FHA loan to buy a condo.
Yes, and this is actually good news, especially for first-time home buyers. Basically what happens, Steve, is communities have to be FHA approved in order to get financing through the FHA program. And I know in my particular area, there aren't that many FHA approved condos, but they're changing the qualifications. They're recertifying their process, so it's going to allow for more homes to be FHA. I don't know if you realize it or not, but if you were to buy a condo, buyers are having to come up with 25 to 30% down payment, where FHA is just thousands and thousands of dollars less. So this is welcoming news all across the country.
Well, in 2007 and 2008, in that period of time, condo prices really collapsed. And a lot of lenders got really burnt because so many owners were upside down on their mortgage And I think they, you know, lenders just kind of backed off of the condo market. But I guess this is proof that things have improved and normalized, and now FHA is loosening up their rules.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Let's go to your real estate survival guide. You know that this is the most favorite part of my talk with you. And this one here says, buyers should understand the negotiation process. What's that all about?
Yeah, you know, today's market's changing so much. Things are selling a lot faster, and buyers have to have realistic expectations. And I think it's a lot of it is the role of the realtor. The realtor really needs to educate them before they put in a bid. For example, and a lot of people don't realize things like this, sellers are not legally required to disclose that there are other offers.
Oh.
You know, so that's important to know. Sellers are not obligated to negotiate with the first buyer who makes a bid.
That makes sense.
Some people think that if you offer full price or pay cash, that the seller has to accept it. All of these things are false. Counter offers. This is always very interesting. A lot of times we counter back and forth verbally, but it only holds when it's in writing and it's signed by all parties.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Buyers should realize that they don't have the right to change their minds once the seller has accepted a contract in writing. There's no 3-day right of rescission type thing.
No, that's important.
You know, so I mean, there are in certain circumstances, but this isn't generalization. And if a buyer rejects a seller's counteroffer, the counteroffer is no longer open for acceptance.
It has to be renegotiated again.
Exactly.
If it comes back to it.
So these are important things
that
to
is
understand
important.
When you're trying to buy a home.
Right. So when you're going in, first of all, a home is a major purchase in anybody's life. And when you're going in, you really should understand the rules of the game. And since this is an expertise that most people don't have, it's really up to the agent to educate them about these particular issues so they understand when they're making a bid or accepting a counteroffer or rejecting a counteroffer, exactly what that's going to mean to the transaction.
That's right. I mean, I just got an offer and the seller doesn't want to make one tiny change, she's going to go ahead and accept it the way it is, because as soon as she puts her pen to it and crosses out one item, that offer's no good. She signs the contract. That buyer's obligated.
As always, Terry Story with our Real Estate Survival Guide. Terry is a 26-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, and she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You're listening to On the Money with Certified Financial Planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.